This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with NewsWest for Sunday the 3rd of October 2021. Today is the Club Focus edition of NewsWest, where we've handed over the program space to amateur radio clubs so that they can strut their stuff. And they have. There's a bumper crop of club news items, so let's get straight to it.
Further to our request for someone to take over the news broadcast on the linked repeater network for Mark for 2 weekends in October, we have someone to do the broadcast. However, we need someone to do the callbacks. So, that's on VK6RAP after the news broadcasts at 0900 and 1900 hours local time. So, do we have a taker? Please give Mark a shout during today's callbacks and he will sort you out.
The Perth Tech Raffle is a fundraiser by WA Amateur Radio News. This raffle raises the funds to make Perth Tech possible. Unfortunately, we had to postpone Perth Tech for 2021. However, we guarantee that the funds raised will go towards the very next Perth Tech. Tickets are on sale now and will be on sale right through to the morning of October the 23rd, and the tickets are $5 each. The raffle draw is on Saturday, 23rd of October, 2021, 1 p.m. at the WAARN AGM. We have some fabulous prizes in this year's raffle. The first prize is an ICOM 705 portable SDR radio and backpack with a value of $2,000. Second prize is an MFJ antenna analyzer valued at $595. And third prize is a Comet GP15 tri-band vertical antenna, value $300. The tickets are $5 each. Head on over to our website, vk6.net/raffle, where you'll find raffle information and a link to the site where you can buy tickets. Good luck in the raffle. Someone's got to win it.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, with this month's Club Focus submission for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. NCRG will be holding its annual car boot sale on Sunday the 21st of November starting at 9 a.m. The car boot sale will be held at the club station at Whiteman Park off Nangara Road. We welcome anyone wishing to set up tables will be provided. More on this as we get closer to the day. Over the past month we've welcomed a number of new members including Thomas VK6MAN and Carl VK6ZG. Our 2-metre repeater is finally completely functional with our iconic voice ident and all-star node up and running. We did decide to kill our IRLP node for this site as it was rarely used in this mode. The repeater is on 146.625 with a negative split. Transmitter uses a CTCSS tone of 123Hz if you wish to protect your mobile receiver from interference. Coverage reaches to Yanchep in the north, to Canningvale in the south, and works well in the eastern suburbs. There's no CTCSS tone required for base receive. The ME project is almost complete. We've had to do a small redesign on the motor control, which is almost complete. Then the station will be on air. Remembrance Day contest results were released over the last week, and I'm pleased to report that we received top score for our chosen division, which was multi-multi, and top score overall. We did fall short of our current record by about 100 points, so we still have some work to do next year. We had 2 HF stations running as well as our VHF-UHF station running on 2 metres, 70 cems and 23 centimetres. We had a lot of fun competing and the best thing was bringing a bunch of newer operators into the fold and helping to build our contest team back up again. We are recommencing our tech nights again starting on the second Tuesday evening in October. This month's presentation will be on Steve, Stu, Barry and Andrew's remote station. The presentation will commence at 7:30 p.m. at the club station. Club meets informally each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. and formally on the fourth Tuesday evening of each month, starting at 7 p.m. New members and visitors are always welcome. Thank you.
Good morning, fellow amateur radio operators, shortwave listeners, and really anyone interested in finding out more about amateur radio. My name is Jeff Hart-Davies, VK6 Golf Hotel Delta, and I'm president of the Peel Amateur Radio Group. And on behalf of my fellow PARG committee member and colleague, Mark, VK2KI, I'd like to thank you for an opportunity to introduce the Peel Amateur Radio Group, which was formed in 1982 to bring amateur radio and electronic enthusiasts together. PARG is a small and very friendly group that is keen to welcome new members and interested visitors. Although we focus, or PARG focuses, on the Peel area, from Kwinana in the north through to Waroona in the south, and incorporating the cities of Rockingham and Mandurah, we have members from all over Australia. And our slow CW powwows are fast becoming an international event. All visitors are welcome at our monthly face-to-face meetings and or our on-air meetings, and of course, to all events. Perhaps the best way to introduce ourselves is to talk about some of our activities over the past 12 months. With very little COVID and only a few short lockdowns here in Western Australia, PARG has enjoyed a great 2021, highlights of which included West Australia's first Hamfest in the COVID era, plenty of portable operations, including our first International Lighthouse Weekend activation, and a number of new activities, including the Slow CW contest, which is steadily gaining interest both regionally and nationally. But more on that later. Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. This is Mark Bosmer, VK6QI and VK2KI for the Peel Amateur Radio Group. And in conjunction with PARG members' interests in portable operation, there's been an upswing in interest in Morse code operations as well. Morse code is one of the oldest form of electronic communications and used to be a tested requirement for advanced amateur license holders around the world. However, nowadays, the CW, or continuous wave mode, has become popular again, especially because it's very effective for low power, portable, and other weak signal operations. CW transmitters are easy to build and challenging and great fun to use. So the Peel Amateur Radio Group Life member, Tony, VK6DQ, now provides nightly Morse training on 146.55 MHz FM from 7 p.m. And a number of our members, including Morris, VK6HLY, John, VK6FAAJ, Terry, VK6TTF, and David, VK6FAAZ, have used Terry's session to learn the art of CW. Similarly, like me, some of the oldies like Martin, VK6MJ, Baz, VK6MU, and Don, VK6DON, and Jeff, VK6HD, who haven't used a Morse key since getting their licenses in the 60s, 70s or 80s, have now actually discovered the fun of using CW again. In conjunction with Tony's nightly 7 p.m. sessions on 146.55, PARG has also started running simple CW QSO exchange sessions on Tuesday nights. The sessions are open to all amateur operators, not just PARG members. So I run the slow CW exchange sessions from my home in VK2 with my VK6 call via one of the Southern Electronics Group remote HF stations. But with daylight savings having started in VK2, we're moving the session times to start now at 5 p.m. WA time on 3600 kHz. Again, everyone's most welcome to give it a try. Doesn't matter whether you're a brand new to Morse code or you're an old hand. It's all about giving it a go and having some practice. So see the What's New page of the Peel Amateur Radio Group website, www.parg.org.au, www.parg.org.au for updates. So PARG now has also run three slow Morse contest type events so far this year, and there's one more to come. So like the CW training and the on-air slow CW QSO exchanges, these fun events are open to members and non-members alike, and we'd love to hear you giving it a go. So put a reminder in your calendar for Saturday night, December the 4th, for the next event, and check our website, once again, www.parg.org.au, and the What's New section for details as they come to hand. Jeff.
Thanks, Mark. If you're interested in hearing more about us or joining in any of our activities, please visit our website at www.parg.org.au. Once again, thank you on behalf of Mark, VK2KI, and myself, Jeff, VK6GHD, and we look forward to welcoming you to join us on any of our activities.
This is News West from VK6 ARN.
WA Amateur Radio News is holding its annual general meeting on Saturday, 23rd of October, at the Gidgeganup Recreation Club. The AGM is at 11 a.m, followed by lunch, and at 1 o'clock the Perth Tech Raffle will be drawn. WA Amateur Radio News members have been given notice and invited, and we are extending the invitation to anyone who wishes to attend. As you are aware, we had to postpone Perth Tech, and this left us with a need to ease the disappointment. So we thought, what better way to do that than to invite you all to our AGM, give you a free lunch, and then see who wins the raffle. Yes, you heard correctly. Free lunch. Our AGM and raffle draw will be a chance to meet socially and witness the raffle draw. Now, here's our next thing. So that we can cater sufficiently for lunch, you need to tell us that you're coming, so we know how much water to put into the soup. So, répondez, s'il vous plaît, which is what RSVP means, and it's French for please reply. We've set up a form online for you to do just that. It's short and sweet, just your name and call sign. Head to vk6.net and you'll see the announcement and link right there. The venue is at the Percy Cullen Oval on 2J Road, Gidgeganup. It's on the right as you come from Midland side, just before the shops and service stations. We look forward to seeing a good crowd.
Here's a reminder that the Hills Amateur Radio Group is located at 5 Sanderson Road in Les Murdies. Members and visitors officially meet on the second and last Saturday of each month. However, the club is usually open every Saturday from around 12 noon, and everybody is welcome to come along. At Haag, we have a barbecue sausage sizzle lunch at 1 p.m. sharp, and you're welcome to join in. We also arrange for occasional construction days, field events, social events, and helping out with Jota. Haag considers itself a friendly and easy to get along with club who wants to help and promote new and returning amateur radio enthusiasts to the hobby, and welcomes people of any level who want to learn and have some fun in all aspects of radio. Finally, we have a web presence. Look us up at www.haag.org.au, or come along and have a look at us. We don't bite, so we hope to see you soon. This story's from Andy, VK6 Hotel Quebec, Publicity and Promotions Manager.
Hello everyone, this is Chris, VK3QB from the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. ACMA released their 5-year spectrum outlook recently. You can read more about the release by heading to our website, vkradioamateurs.org, and clicking on the AR news link. Let's unpack this and see what it means for amateur radio in the near term. Firstly, class licensing. ACMA are still working on this. In spite of the hype earlier this year, don't expect anything soon. But the likely outcome is that class licensing will proceed, but the timeline is unclear. Unless, of course, someone in the ACMA decides the revenue, at about $700,000 per year, from amateur radio is too important. 1 kilowatt. Whilst we're pleased to see ACMA acknowledging this matter, it keeps getting deferred. RASA has been lobbying for this privilege for some time. This is the third time ACMA have pushed this matter to a future work program. The sector is on board. It doesn't require further consultation. And of course, as we know the reality, many stations already run 1 kilowatt or more. Now to 50 to 54 megahertz for standard licensees. As with the 1 kilowatt topic, it's good to see ACMA recognition of this matter. This is an easy change for the ACMA. Both RASA and the WIA support this proposal. There is no logical reason why this change can't be implemented now. Now to the 40-metre band, 7.1 to 7.2 megahertz to become primary for amateur radio. RASA supports this proposed change, but it doesn't really matter, as the primary users, broadcasters, have left this segment and are no longer being allocated frequencies between 7.1 and 7.2 megahertz. Now we move on to allocations above 70 centimetres. Amateur radio is secondary in these segments. Now, as we all know, there is huge demand for the 5G spectrum, and pressure from the regulator from mobile carriers is immense. We will not be granted any additional allocations above 70 centimetres, and existing allocations above 70 may well be reduced or lost. the spectrum is simply too valuable. RASA encourages the use-it-or-lose-it principle, but a pragmatic approach must prevail. And finally, the syllabi. Updates to the syllabi have been outstanding for years. The erstwhile Syllabus Review Committee was disbanded in 2019, and the ACMA has made no decisions on how to progress these matters since that time. Every other sector uses technical liaison group mechanisms, and it's unclear what ACMA intends to do with the AR syllabus. RASA continues to seek feedback from ACMA on these matters. We'll stay close to these matters and keep you updated via the news, QTC, and our email bulletins. As always, if you have any questions or feedback, please send us an email. And the email address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. 7-3.
The Radio Amateur Society of Australia produces a bi-monthly magazine called QTC. This is a true e-magazine which you can read online or download. The latest issue is out and contains some very good articles. You can read about the RASA annual report, which was presented to its recent annual general meeting, wire antennas, a technical explanation comparing several versions of a wire antenna using different materials from barbed wire to welding wire. You may be surprised at the results. ACMA updates. What's our regulator up to? Hotspots. Do you need one? A look at hotspots for DMR and similar systems. Part 2 of HF antennas for small blocks. And there's more on QRM and how to kill it. QTC is an excellent magazine, and the online format makes for easy reading and browsing. Where do you get QTC magazine? This one's easy. QTCmag.com. Did you write that down? QTCmag.com. So get your copy now. It's free, and you can keep all the change in your pocket.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN, and I'm Bob VK6 POP.
Ham College held its AGM last month. Steve, VK6 SJ, was returned as president and coordinator of academic standards. Randall, VK6 WR, as coordinator of studies and standard and advanced studies. And Andrew, VK6 AS, as secretary, foundation studies and assessments coordinator. Other willing volunteers were press-ganged as assistants and onto the committee. Steve congratulated all of those involved in teaching and other club activities over the past year and commented that the club was maintaining its growth and performance. He was very pleased with the high rates of success in assessments at all levels and was pleased that nearly 100 exams had been undertaken. Many individuals had improved their license grades, and over 30 new amateurs had joined the hobby. We have also significantly grown the number of AMC assessors able to conduct assessments, not just through the college, but at any club on request. The college foundation course for this weekend is full, and on its second day as the news goes to air, but there are places for the December one. Likewise, you might be able to scrape in for an assessment on the 9th of October, but only if you let the college know as soon as possible. The next scheduled assessment session is again in December, but we are now able to offer remote assessments in cases of distance or urgent need. As for every club, we welcome new members, not just to teach, but to engage in a variety of club activities, including JOTA and contesting. As usual, contact is best made via the website hamcollege.org.au. On behalf of Steve, the President, this is Committee Member Michael, VK6KMS.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's October Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, October the 12th, starting at around midday. Anyone wishing to attend is most welcome to do so. Following the club news, we have two articles for you. Quantum Entanglement, read by Ian, VK3JS. Revitalizing Old Satellites, also read by Ian. After which Bruce, VK3UV, tells us what CPM was and how it lost out to MS-DOS. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of modes, frequencies and times, all of which can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m. there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. Also at 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris. On Wednesday, October the 6th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, next Sunday, October the 10th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-meter and 40-meter broadcasts of the WIA news. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. But if you do listen this way, brief feedback would be appreciated. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the October RAOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Next week, News West will focus on contesting. We'll attempt to tell you everything we know about contests, but that might take about 5 seconds. What we would really like is for you to tell us something about your contesting experience. What would work really better is for you to record your contesting item in your own voice. I know that several of you take contesting seriously, so let's hear from you. And what about those of you who don't take contesting seriously, but have a go anyway? What stories can you tell? And because this is the Club Focus episode, it's timely to ask for a club or two to tell us about what they do as a club in a contest, what's good about a club entry, and what could be improved. Here's your chance to tell your contesting story, and when we receive it at News West, we'll gladly substitute it for our own stuff. Really? Bryce. Please send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. The deadline for all submissions is noon Friday.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 3rd of October. A brand new month, a brand new lot of gear. No, we're not quite, but we'll carry on. First off this morning, we have a wanted from VK6BSA, is looking for a HiQ or Scorpion mobile antenna in good working condition, please. It's a HiQ or Scorpion mobile antenna. If you can help Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, his phone number 0408-688-903, 0408-688-903, or email to victorkilo6bravosierraalpha@iinet.net.au. Again, VK6BravoSierraAlpha@iinet.net.au uniform. Next, we have some items which may be of interest to you. A Coda and Auto-Tune antenna, model 9350, $400. is a Conan Auto-Tune Model 8558, $250. There's an Auto-Tune Antenna Spare Wheel Mount Bracket for a Toyota Prado, $75. A Bird Through-Lane Watt Meter Model 4-3 with 8 elements, $650. There's a Yaesu HF Fox Tango 7 transceiver, it's 80 through 10 meters, $200. There's a Yaesu 6 meter transceiver, solid state all mode, Fox Tango 625, asking $250 for that. There's a Kenwood HF 6 meter solid state transceiver, model Tango Sierra 680 Sierra, $450. All items in good working order. And you may contact Kevin, BK6 Alpha Bravo, on 0407-446-854, 0407-446-854, or if you prefer the email, is Kilo Echo Victor, Bravo India Charlie Kilo Figure 1 at bigpond.com. I'll say again, Kilo Echo Victor, Bravo India Charlie Kilo Figure 1 at bigpond.com. Now on with some repeat items. Today we have from Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray, the following items looking for a new home, preferably in the metro area. We have available a Hewlett-Packard 8594 Echo, 9 kHz to 2.9 GHz spectrum analyzer, $600 for that item. Nice piece of kit, and I thought it would have gone by now. There's an Emtron EAT300 Alpha antenna tuning unit, asking $180. And also looking for expressions of interest on a complete Yaesu Fox Tango 101 Echo Station. 10 items in all plus extras. And you can contact Craig on his mobile phone 0418-923-257. 0418-923-257. That's Craig, VK6 Hotel X-Ray. And the next group of items comes from Anthony, VK6 Uniform Sierra. He has a Yaesu Fox Tango 480 multimode 2-meter transceiver. Needs some work. Free of charge. That's a freebie for someone. Item 2 is an MFJ 1910 33-foot fiberglass telescopic mast. $100 for that. Details on Andrew's website. Contact VK6 Uniform Sierra, Anthony. Anthony's phone number is 0488-063-856. Again, 0488-063-856. Email address victorkilo6uniformsierra at wia.org.au. That's for a free FT480 multimode 2-meter transceiver, free of charge. And still looking for a Kenwood TS830 for Neil, VK6 November Sierra Bravo, looking for an TS830 to complete his to complement his suite of Kenwood gear. Someone must have one available to a good home. Please contact Neil. His email address is kenwood520@hotmail.com. I'll spell Kilo Echo November Whiskey Oscar Oscar Delta figures 520@hotmail.com. That's for a Kenwood 830 if you have one available. That's all I have for this week. If you have anything for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Thank you for your interest, and 7-3 from Roy, VK6xrayvictor.
Next week's all about contesting, so let's hear your contesting stories. Thanks to the contributing clubs this week, and those who missed out have got 4 weeks to make sure that you don't miss out again. Thanks to everyone involved in recording and broadcasting News West this week, and please stick around for the callbacks. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and that was News West. Now get on air and make some noise.